Hazardous Materials Incident. Hazardous materials are substances that, because of their chemical nature, pose a potential risk to life, health, and property if released. Hazards can exist during production, storage, transportation, use, and disposal of such materials. The best ways to protect yourself are to be familiar with the potential dangers, know the warning systems in your community, and be prepared to evacuate or shelter in place. Increased awareness about the potential of hazardous materials threats in your area will help you remain alert to these threats and contribute toward your safety. For example, learning to detect the presence of a hazardous substance, research response, evacuation plan, and becoming familiar with the local warning systems will help protect you and those around you. Depending on where you live, siren warning signals and local radio and television stations may be used to alert residents if a hazardous materials incident occurs. However you learn of the hazardous materials incident, listen to a local radio or television station for further emergency information. Local officials are the best source of information in the event of a hazardous materials incident. Witness. If you witness or smell a hazardous material release, call 911, your local emergency number, or the fire department as soon as safely possible. Stay away from the incident site to minimize the risk of contamination. If you are caught outdoors during an incident, try to stay upstream, uphill, and upwind. Remember that gases and mists are generally heavier than air, and hazardous materials can quickly be transported by wind and water. In general, try to go at least 1/2 mile, 10 city blocks, from the danger area. For many incidents, you will need to go much further. Motor vehicle. If you are in a motor vehicle, stop and find shelter in a permanent building if possible. If you must remain in your car, keep the car windows and vents closed and shut off the air conditioner and heater. Indoors. If you are told to stay indoors, shelter in place, rather than evacuate, follow all of the instructions given by emergency authorities. Get household members and pets indoors as soon as possible. Close and lock all exterior doors and windows. Close vents, fireplace dampers, and as many interior doors as possible. Turn off air conditioning and ventilation systems. In large buildings, building superintendents should set all ventilation systems to 100% recirculation so that no outside air is drawn into the building. If this is not possible, ventilation systems should be turned off. Go into the pre-selected shelter room, an above-ground room with the fewest openings to the outdoors. The square feet of floor space per person will provide sufficient air to prevent carbon dioxide buildup for up to 5 hours. Take a battery-operated radio, water, sanitary supplies, a flashlight, and the shelter kit containing the pre-cut plastic sheets, duct tape, scissors, and modeling clay or other materials to stuff into cracks. Close doors and windows in the room and seal the room using the pre-cut plastic sheeting, duct tape, modeling clay, and other materials. Tape around the sides, bottom, and top of the doors. Cover each window and vent in the room with a single piece of the plastic sheeting, and tape all around the sheeting edges to provide a continuous seal. If there are any cracks or holes in the room, such as those found around pipes entering into a bathroom, fill them with the modeling clay or other similar material. Outdoors. If you are outdoors, gather your family and pets and go indoors or get into your automobile. Once inside, close all windows and doors. Turn off all pilot lights and shut down all ventilation equipment such as heating and air conditioning units. Put out fireplace fires and close dampers. Turn on your local radio or television station for more instructions. If you are outdoors and cannot get inside, move crosswind so the wind is blowing on the side of your face. This offers the best advantage for getting out of the path of the release and into a safe area. A wet cloth or towel over your nose and mouth will act as a filter and offer some protection. When authorities have given the all clear, move outdoors. In addition, open all windows and doors and start up the heating or air conditioning units to aid in removing any contaminated air that may have entered during the chemical release. Schools. Be aware that if there is a hazardous materials incident while your children are at school, you probably will not be permitted to pick them up. Schools and other public buildings may institute procedures to shelter in place. Even if you go to the school, the door will probably be locked to keep your children safe. Follow the directions of your local emergency officials.